It is possible that they announce tomorrow, but I think there are also political calculations about the timing, and also there are so many contestations about what happened, and so it is possible that they postpone. If they do announce it, we are going to wait to see the reaction in the street and the political forces and what will they do and which scenario they are pushing forward.
But the Muslim Brotherhood have been able to gather people in the Tahrir Square to protest what they describe as a soft coup orchestrated by the military. How do you think things will go, especially when the Muslim Brotherhood presidential candidate is not declared the winner of the round of vote?
I think SCAF made this constitutional proclamation ahead to make sure that if it is the Muslim Brotherhood that is winning, they will contain this winning and not make it very strong. They don't want any change in Egyptian foreign policy or the state behavior. The Muslim Brotherhood, anyway, is a secret, shadowy organization with unknown sources of income. Its budget is not transparent. Its links are murky. And, of course, the national security of Egypt would make it very difficult, you know, to open up its treasures and closets to this president. Remember, Mubarak regime was essentially a security, intelligence, police state. And so a lot of secrets will be open to the president who's going to penetrate it. And it is not easy to have a secret organization take over a state. Imagine, for example, the weather man in America takes over the country. So, of course, it can be problematic and not easily accepted. The Muslim Brotherhood, in this case, will try to get as much as legislative power as possible, because, as you see, the parliament that was dissolved lost its legislative power. And instead of transferring the legislative power to the elected president, it did not, you know, before the election of the parliament, legislative powers were invested in us. So in the absence of the parliament, I also retransfer this legislative power to me and not to the president. And that's why the Muslim Brotherhood protested, because they felt that this is a trap, because if they give, they accept this term, the president-elect will not be able to do anything of his program. The budget is controlled by the SCAF. Many of the policies will be controlled by them. And so in 5 or 6 months, the president would look very weak and a big failure. And he failed to do anything. And so this could be the aim of discrediting the Muslim Brotherhood in the eyes of the public, the same that happened with the Egyptian parliament under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Professor Sadek, are Egyptians expecting the announcement of who won the election, and how anxious are they, especially with tension rising so high?
You know, on Sunday late evening and Monday early morning, it was Morsi who started announcing that he's a winner. A friend of mine, a woman, called me early in the morning. She was weeping. She said that she is scared that the Muslim Brotherhood is going to take the country, will undermine personal liberties, impose bail on women, violence against women and against minority. The same thing I heard from a woman who also said that she could not go to work. She was so depressed because of this victory. Many wanted somebody from outside the system, Mubarak regime, and get somebody elected from out the system, but not this kind of politicians who belong to a totalitarian ideological organization that has its own agenda. And so many were scared. And instead of being happy that we have for the first time a freely elected president since thousands of years, many people were depressed and very sad and not happy. In fact, if you remember, when the parliament was dissolved, people were happy and congratulated themselves that they got rid of this parliament that spoke medieval policies about child marriages and a lot of you know, shocking social ideas that show that those people are living in medieval caves. not the modern world, anti-modernity. So imagine also if Shafi is elected, if Morsi is elected, and then the people would be happy that the revolution won. We did not get anybody from Mubarak regime. At the same time, we ended up in a worse situation. We are moving from a military dictatorship to a theocratic dictatorship.
So basically, Egyptians are in a dilemma at the moment about who wins the election, because they seem not to like both. Is that a case?
Yes, they had to choose between which one they dislike least. That was the choice. So if you like military dictatorship that would bring you 50 years, is much better than you take a theocratic dictatorship that would bring you back 5 centuries. So that was the choice. There could be 4 scenarios tomorrow. The first scenario is that because tension and polarization in the country, and there are many contestations of the results from polling stations, that the commission would decide to postpone announcing the finalists for some time before the judge and all the complaints and allegations, and then they would announce it. The second scenario is that they announce the winner. Okay, two options. Either it would be General Shafi, and that would be a disaster politically. Why? First of all, it would be a defeat to the Egyptian revolution. How come they elect the man who was the second, who Mubarak turned to fight the revolution? Secondly, General Shafi has so many enemies, the Muslim Brotherhood, the revolutionaries, and so Egypt will enter a period of political instability against those who supported Shafi are afraid of the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, the Egyptian presidential election was conducted out of fear. If you vote for one candidate, the reason is that you are afraid of the other candidate and his program. So people who voted for Shafi feared the Muslim Brotherhood. So he attracted women, Christian minority in Egypt, many secularists, some moderate Muslims. So if Shafi is the winner, especially after the Muslim Brotherhood took the advantage of announcing that their man is the winner even before the official announcement on Sunday, Monday morning, they had a press conference. Imagine at 4 a.m. in the morning to say it is our man. And they created a political atmosphere and a psychological mood that Morsi is the winner. So if the commission says, no, it is General Shafi, there will be a repercussion. There will be tension in the country. There could be explosion, big political violence, a repeat possibly of the Algerian scenario in a different way. A third option is that they announce it is Morsi is the winner. In this case, there will be less violence. There will be not much violence, but there will be sadness. The Egyptian people will have for the first time a president freely elected since pharaonic times. From 7,000 years, Egyptians never choose the leader. This is the first time we choose our leader, but at the same time, this is not what the Egyptian revolution wanted. The slogans of the Egyptian revolution, no to a theocratic state and no to a military state. And Dr. Morsi is the head of the Freedom and Justice Party, the political branch of the Muslim Brotherhood. So there are a lot of suspicions that he is going to create a theocratic state. And so they are not happy with that because it violates and contradicts with the objective of the revolution. A fourth scenario is that the Muslim Brotherhood and the military council, the SCAF, in a state of clashing with each other, decide to bury the hatchet and divide the political pie. And in this case, you may end up with the Pakistani model of government, in which they divide the system. The Muslim Brotherhood will be active in social life and economic. but the military and certain aspects of security would be totally left for the It could be also similar to the Turkish model, the old one, not the current one, in which the military would play a role in intervening and balancing the institutions and preventing any indulgence or sliding into an Islamic state.